Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Paizo's 2.0 AP, The Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this guided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello.
Elmer.
Hey.
Zach.
Hello.
And Marcus.
Hello.
All right, guys, I don't want to disappoint you, but I don't have a well-thought-out scene to play this time. So
that's fine. I mean, you can't do it every time. You just gotta it's gotta be peppered in every once in a while. You gotta take us by surprise, you know?
Yeah. I just now got all that.
You know what I like? I like the artificial banter. That's what I dig. So
I love that.
More of that, Joe, please.
Yeah.
More buffalo wings.
Yeah. Really, really ham-fisted.
Just force the banter in the episode.
Yeah.
Yep. Let the banter begin.
Let me know when you're done so I can stop playing Pokemon.
I was about to say, did you win your game?
Yeah, I demolished them. They surrendered. It's when you take out these pro league strats into this baby Pokemon game that you really just really show those kids what's what.
Anyways, last time you guys did a dance off. Made fun of the Celestial Menagerie. Did a great job. Stabbed a clown.
I mean, they really made fun of themselves, honestly.
You stabbed a lion.
Tiger.
I'll get it right one day. And they sulked away, but not before pushing over poor little Akbu. And that's where we left off. So instead of forcing the banter in and making sure Nathan can't play any more of his Pokemon, we'll just take it up from there.
You can't stop me. I'm not only am I a professional Pokemon League player, I'm a professional D&D player. I can multitask.
Good thing we're playing Pathfinder.
It's a role-playing game. It's all the same thing. Just different bunch of rules, different maths for different nerds.
Damn.
What are you calling a nerd? Nerd?
Nate talking spicy.
Nate is spicy today.
Big spicy.
I had spicy barbecue chicken wings, so I'm not wings, sorry, drumsticks.
Oh, what? What'd you have?
Spicy barbecue drumsticks.
Drumsticks.
Yeah. When you go to the store and you just get the pack of 10 drums, you know?
Are they the ones you have to microwave, like the frozen ones or the ones that are already made?
No, I bought fresh chicken drumsticks and I barbecued them, I baked them myself and I smothered them in barbecue sauce. I did it my own. And it's not packaged.
So you butchered your own chicken is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Elmer's seen it. Elmer's seen the way that me and Lena butcher chickens.
I have. Yeah.
Have you ever deboned a chicken?
So that's what I fucking saw them do.
Lena did it.
Yeah.
Lena's really good at it.
Was it a whole ass chicken?
It was a whole chicken, just fucking broke it apart. I was I was kind of scared.
Bare hands?
With a knife.
Yeah, with a knife, yeah. I was kind of...
We're chefs over here, Joe. We're not barbarians.
I was kind of scared, kind of in awe. I was like, what?
Elmer took pictures. He was taking notes.
I don't know if I took pictures, but I did take mental notes.
Have you tried since?
No. I probably forgot everything, to be honest.
The only way to know is just put a chicken in front of you. See what happens.
I'll learn. Give me by the end of this year.
How many chickens are you going to waste?
If you were really committed, you would have said weeks.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a long time, Zach. It's a very long time frame.
When was the last time you seen Alina debone that chicken?
Yeah, something like that.
That's even longer.
I don't know how that applies.
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
Wait, the month is the longer than the time left at the end of the year.
Wait, you said last month?
Let's forget it.
I think I'd honestly have the buffalo wing conversation over that.
I mean, Zach just said that a month is longer than the rest of the time left in the year.
Sorry, my connection was bad. I thought you said a longer time frame. I apologize.
Does it change?
My connection was bad.
I thought you said 2 months.
All right. So you guys saw Akbu get pushed over. The crowd is starting to disperse.
Is he okay?
I saved him.
You saved him? How'd you save him?
I saved him.
I wasn't in the dance off, so I was working my way to Akbu, you know?
He dove for it.
I dove for it.
Give me an athletics roll.
He dove for it, on, shoulder dwarf. First.
The okay, most, I rolled a over 10. 5 plus 6, 11.
It's over 10.
Oh, that's a broken clavicle, dude.
Yeah, that's easily one broken clavicle for Akbu.
As long Wait, as no, Akbu's for Crimlock.
Okay. Nope, you great idea, Elmer.
For Joe?
For Joe?
One clavicle was broken in my life. Remember when you punched my shoulder after having surgery?
Accident? Yep. Remember when you shot me in the face with the airsoft gun?
Chris is low-key evil.
No, I beat him in a game. You know what he does is he punches me in my shoulder that I just
It was a reflex of like he was sitting next to me, he's like, oh, you know, shucks, and I hit him and I was like, oh, uh-oh.
No.
Yeah, uh-oh. That wasn't good.
Well, no, I mean like Chris has some real gamer rage, TM. Like he had some real gamer. Like I live with Chris for like how long did we live together? 3 years, 2 years? I forget.
It was like 4 years, but okay.
It was 3 years because your first year of college. Did you finish college in 4 or 5 years, Chris?
5 years.
Oh, okay, then I'm
thanks,
wrong,
Nate.
What?
Four of my best
one,
years
I'm the only one here without a degree, so everyone just shut up.
No,
talk to me about college.
Me and you, Nate. I see you.
Yeah, yeah. You're over here toying their degrees above our heads, like as if we're some kind of peons. Like, come on, get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off, guys.
Fuck off.
Anyways.
But I'm in those 4 years living with Chris. He did a lot of damage with his controllers. And honestly, it scared me sometimes when he'd get really mad losing a Halo game. Ooh. It's that kind of quiet rage and he loses and then he just like bursts out a curse word. One of the few curse words he'll ever say. And then just he just spikes the controller.
I know it's bad when he puts himself on mute over Xbox Live. Like how he's pissed.
Yeah,
I know what's happening on the other side.
Because you know he's mad, and you know that he knows that he's just going to start targeting us. So he would rather not say anything. Rather not say anything weird.
Around the same time he punched me, he also broke his dad's table.
Really?
Yeah. I think Marvel, and I beat him, and he kicked the table and broke the glass.
Why are we adding me today? It was one of those things where my feet were already on the table, and I hit it with my heel in shock, you know, and then it broke really easily. I think it was already cracked or something, you know, had a weak surface. It was really thin glass. It might have been plastic. I don't know.
Oh, what?
Either way, it was funny as hell.
I just want to say I like it when Chris gets loud because it's actually like his voice gets like a little bit louder, but like
it's like he shows actual emotion.
But fucking Zach, you like when he gets loud because his voice gets a little bit loud.
No, because
that's
like
on fire today.
Gets like angry.
That's like, our first T-shirt,
like,
guys.
It's like his yell is not much of a yell. It's just more of like a little bit louder voice of Chris. If that makes any sense.
Chris gets really high pitched when he yells.
Really?
Yeah, like when it's an emotional like moment, especially when it's happy. His voice, like his just like voice goes up or up.
I think he's so happy he's breathing in all the air.
Yeah.
And so what? Like he doesn't know what to do.
It just comes out really really squeaky. Yeah. All
right, like Chris's dad's table that broke. Akbu, or not Akbu, the rest of the crew. When you guys go over and after Grimlock tries to save it. Not only is a piece of his tusk now chipped off, but the also part of his arm has begun to crack significantly.
Are we sure he had two arms?
I don't know. We'll have to see the tape.
Okay. Did he always have two arms?
I think we found him like that. Okay, continue.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
You're going stuff now.
I asked the group, did he always have one arm, or is that something new? Guys.
I'm pretty sure he always had two arms, Grimlock.
All right, you might be right. Let's just take this extra arm just in case.
Wait, there's an extra arm?
Well, he has one attached and this one that was possibly belonged to him before. Anyways, congrats on your guys' victory. You guys really showed them. Fidget, you really showed your stripes.
Yeah, thanks. It was
That was a tiger joke.
Oh. Yeah, very, very clever. Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was surprisingly fun and distracting, but now we gotta try to figure this out.
Oh, I think I got some adhesive at the camp. Maybe I could fix them or something like that.
Maybe. I mean, maybe if we have a really good, strong glue or something, but...
Let's see. Nate, you can roll a crafting check, and so can you, Grimlock.
Fortunately.
19 plus 8, 27.
Unfortunately, I don't think I have anything worth...
you don't have it.
I'm not training crafting at all.
Grimlock's got it. There is a glue that can be used to put it together. It's called Sovereign Glue. It's like this world's version of super glue. It's made for this kind of stuff. But it's expensive.
Okay. Do we know how expensive?
2,400.
Get out
gold?
Of here.
Gold.
Sorry, Aqua. I only knew you for like a day and a half. You're not worth 2,000 gold pieces.
I only knew him with one arm, I think. So, okay.
You can live with one arm, right? We can build him a new arm.
Yeah, easy.
So, all right. I guess we left the cart at the church. So I guess what do we do with the statue?
How did they bring it over? Did they just drag it, or did they have like?
They probably just dragged it over from the church. They probably saw it.
Victor looked really buff. You probably could have carried it.
Well, maybe this is the emaciated horse still here. Maybe we could just strap it onto his back.
Yeah, Marks. How long does summon animal work?
Let me check. It lasts a minute.
Shit. Okay.
As soon as you say that, the fucking horse goes back to the raw materials.
We have a cart back at the graveyard. Let's just put him in there, take him with us.
Yeah.
And then on to the farm.
Yeah, the Lindell farm. Wait, I thought we were going to the mill first.
Oh, yeah, to the mill.
To the mill.
The old sugar mill.
Okay, Joe, I guess we go retrieve our cart from the church, and we see that the thing's open, right? That those demons are gone.
They're all gone.
All right. Can I do a quick little perception into the warehouse that they were in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe we were looking for books.
I mean, they were. I guess we were too.
The priest man was.
I don't find anything. I rolled a natural one. I'm not going to bother.
Can we all look? I got an 18 total.
Anyone else want to look?
Yeah, I'm going to look too. Oh, shit. 6 plus 6, 12.
All right, so Snap, what'd you get?
Rolled a 21, which is a 15 plus 6.
Nice. Alright, so you and Grimlock and Naz, who rolled a 17, you guys find 12 pieces of gold.
Ooh.
And a bunch of tarnished buttons, some loose teeth, buckles, and a disintegrated cloth.
Like a cloth that looks like as if it got disintegrated?
Yes. Or no, like it was disintegrating, like from time.
Oh.
Not like the disintegration spell. Not that fun.
Can you say it again? Real quick, sorry.
Yeah. So your 12 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Buttons, loose teeth, buckles.
Okay.
And a disintegrated cloth.
Okay. Nothing.
And you also find a bracelet. And I can get a occult check for that.
Oh.
Or Arcana.
I got a cult.
Oh, shit.
I mean, Grimlock's got it.
Roll a nat 20, 28 total.
What do you... You use something for Arcana checks, don't you? It's not a cult
for you. I
have
a feat that lets me use my crafting modifier for occultism.
Okay. I got a 7 plus a 4, so that's 11. I think all my good rolls were used up last week.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so you guys found a bracelet of dashing.
Oh, like dashing, like, oh, that's such a dashing figure.
A dashing young man.
Yeah. Like that? Like, will we become handsome Squidward if we put it on?
No.
That's fucked.
But it is a... Oh, guys, it's not one of those one-time use things. This is an actual item.
Oh, snap!
All right, so the silver bracelet gives you a plus 1 to acrobatic checks.
Ooh!
For an action.
Whoa.
And you can use this once per day.
Whoa!
You get 10 extra feet to your movement speed for 1 minute.
Oh. Snap!
Wait, that action could be used once a day?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if nobody wants it, I'll take it. Since
Grimlock gets to decide who gets it, or if he gets it, because he's the one who.
I don't know how you guys want to deal with this. If you guys want to roll the dice for it, if you want to have arguments, and just do that for whatever amount of time.
Who wants it?
Well, I do. I would like to put my hat into this pit ring.
Did Grimlock say to anyone what it was, though?
No, not if you don't want to.
Okay. If Chris, yeah. All right, yeah, you're right. Only me and Chris rolled for to identify it.
Damn.
And I rolled pretty shitty.
Damn.
So.
I
tell the group, right. I just say, it looks like it's just a silver bracelet. I think I can melt it down for some uses at my work site.
I mean, are you sure? Because, I mean, if you'd rather melt it, I mean, I would like to have it because I like, you know, pretty things. I think it'll look really nice on me.
Little one.
There's some teeth behind you.
If you're looking for accessories.
Little one, no means to offend, but I think it would look better on my figure.
Okay, I think Grimlock is a pretty terrible liar. Okay, I don't think he would be able to successfully steal something.
Is there no bluff? Is there no bluff check here? Just try rolling the.
There's a bluff check. If he wants to roll it, yeah.
Yeah, just leave it.
Yeah, okay,
just,
I rolled a 7.
Leave it up to the roll.
I tell you guys that, and I rolled a 7.
Sorry, what's your deception? Oh yeah, 7.
Yeah, 7 total.
The bearded man is lying. It's magical. Oh, son of a bitch.
Grimlock.
If I'm not mistaken, this is an increase. It's a, what is it called?
Bracelet of dashing.
And it looks like it would be good for maybe Anna Carmen or.
Of course, it would be good on me. No, definitely not the smelly one.
I give it to Naz.
Anna Carmen already has an item.
Yeah.
What item?
The dog. You got your dog.
I have a dog. You're right.
I hand it to Naz because Grimlock is more familiar with Naz. Honestly, he thinks Naz could use some help in the battlefield.
Does Grimlock say this, or is this in Grimlock's head?
No, that was not. He just hands it to you silently.
Oh, all right. Thanks, I guess.
Midget will remember this.
So will Anna Carmen.
I did say I wanted it, but he said it was magical and he had a Naz. I didn't even get to throw my hand in the ring.
Anna Carmen's just thinking to herself, I don't know what I did to the bearded man, but I'd like, you know.
you caught my lie.
Yeah, but now it's, yeah. Now I just would be meaner to him because he's a.
You exposed me to the group as a liar, yeah. And I don't appreciate that.
Well, men lie. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
That's good.
You guys go into the mill?
Yes.
Go to the mill.
Go to the mill. So, a little backstory to the mill. If you want to tell them, Fidget. For the last 17 years, Malika and her family have run the mill pretty normally. Normal operation. It's very, very popular since all the farmers use it. For what do mills do?
They grind wheat.
They do
like,
that.
Like you take wheat to them so they grind it down and so they can make you so it can be processed into actual like foodstuffs.
Yeah. That's the thing that they do here. So obviously very popular.
That's why it's called the windmill, so the when the wind hits it, it does the mill stuff automatically.
Or a watermill?
Or a watermill.
Because that's where we're at.
Oh, it's a watermill. I thought it was a windmill. We can't see anything, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You learned that from playing RTS games, Nate?
Where did I learn that from? Probably. For, like, you know, Rise of Nations, you know, classic.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Big ass area covered. That's kind of daunting, but all right.
It's ominous.
It is. What is this giant black hole just in the middle of the map, you know?
We'll find out. So?
On next week's episode.
Good episode, guys. Really, we really turned a page there. That's not the phrase.
I knew what you meant, but...
Yeah, you almost were getting there.
Yeah.
So what... So we're only here because this is the last place Sarah was, or there's something wrong here? Something's going on. I forget.
Something was weird here. There was a bunch of bees acting afoot.
Bees in the trap. Bees
and
in the trap.
No one has seen the millers.
Bees in the mill. Bees in the mill.
Wait, the millers? Like, that's their family name, or is that, like, yeah, their occupation?
Both.
I mean, yeah, back in the...
That's how last names...
Yeah, that's how... Yeah, I was just about to say, that's how last names came to be back in the day.
Yeah, so Malika, Reiner, and Ama. They're the millers. They've been running this place for a while. Not Ama, obviously. Ama's the kid. But...
Are they, like, human? Like, what are they? What's up with them?
They're human.
Okay.
Did they go to our opening show?
They did.
Okay.
Wait, how far? No, they didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh.
They were not there.
Would they have gone?
They would have loved to have gone.
Okay.
No, they don't believe in the sin that goes on at the circus.
They don't believe in fun.
It goes against their religious practices.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how's it look from the outside?
From the outside, it looks like a mill. It's a pretty big building, obviously. It's yellow. The wood seems to be in decent shape. But, I mean, it's just a building to you guys.
Like a wooden, rickety building.
Yeah, the left part of it looks... There's some brick inlined with the wood to make it a little bit stronger, but the right side seems to be mostly wood.
I googled watermill, and I'm getting a good sense of it now. I'm looking good. At here.
Do that. Google watermill. I wasn't half off. I'm gonna tap myself on the back.
do you guys like tapping yourself?
I tap myself like once a day.
Bridget is just going to approach the front door and knock.
That's a window.
Oh,
we can't see the.
Look in the. I don't know. I can't see a door.
The blinds are there. I'm sorry.
I'm circling with.
Is there a front door?
Yeah,
is
right,
that the front door? Snap is peeping the garden.
Where's the front door, Joe?
Right where you are.
Oh, I
there you go.
Oh, okay. All right. Fidget will approach the front door and just give it a nice little dun 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 dun
dun dun. Rhythm.
Give me a perception throw.
I rolled a 9. But that's plus 5, so that would be a 14 perception.
You hear a slight.
Okay, well, I know what you're trying to emulate. What I know what that is. Which we should know. We recognize that is a man trying to impersonate B.
Almost got you.
Me taking the context clues of this adventure.
Nate's a gamer. Don't mess with him, Joe.
You don't know.
It's just a man in the corner humming to himself.
Yeah, like if this was like a fucking like Telltale game, it would be like a parentheses humming.
Parentheses. It could be the mill. It could be bees.
Oh my god.
Maybe Akpu's alive again praying.
Alright, okay.
What?
Akpu like to meditate.
So guys, it's 50-50 at this point, but I hear a steady sound, so it could either be the mill running, or it could just be some of these fabled bees we've been hearing about. I don't hear any people, and like no one answered, and I don't know. I haven't seen the millers at all, so I'm not sure if they're in there or not. Should we just go in ham hardy and break down this door?
What if you hum too?
Oh, you know what? I didn't think of that. Let me try that. Maybe I can speak to them. And she's just gonna go.
Have you heard of me before?
Can you roll a
name? I mean, I've seen little bees, but like, I don't know. In there, it sounds a lot louder, and I don't know.
Maybe we should just be asking Snap.
Yeah, Snap, you know? Oh, Grimlock, you're so smart. I don't know why I listen to Naz. You know, he doesn't know anything about anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. He's empty in there.
I'll stab him. Stab her.
You stab her. Gotta catch me first. She pulls out her knife.
I go fetch Snap.
Oh, hey, Snap. We have a nature question. Can you come over here?
First, I roll a perception check for the garden. Because I'm checking that out while they're talking to these.
You see some spider webs. There's some pumpkins growing back there. Tomatoes. Some nice berries.
Can I see into this window?
Yes. You see that there is some... I'll even show it to you.
We all watch this Snap just leap over the fence.
Yeah, Snap just leaps over.
So that window is fine, but the one in front of Anna Carmen's has blinds on it?
Yes.
All right. All of a sudden, blinds are invented.
There has to be sometimes.
There's other windows, too. It's also the front window. Most of that's like a likely room to have blinds on. So it's like a back storage room? Just basically.
It looks like the mill. I'm trying to make it so you could actually see from like what that angle would look like.
Okay. When Grimlock comes over to get Snap, I'll like gesture for him to come over.
I climb the fence a lot less gracefully, and I'm at the window.
Oh, yep.
We can go in this way.
Wait, you hear that?
Yeah, someone's phone is vibrating.
Oh shit! That's a big bee. Oh my god! There's a 10x10 bee just popped out.
So what you see, thousands of wasps just flying around this room.
You said wasps?
Yes.
Boys, we need to get the Axe body spray and a lighter.
We could smoke it out. Just start a fire, close all the entrances, and it'll knock them all out.
Anna Carmen, are you with me and Naz, or are you with them?
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
That's a great
idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a quick question. Is that a giant wasp, or is that a swarm of wasps? Like, is that token showing?
Like I said, it's thousands of wasps.
Okay, so that's a swarm. Okay, so yeah. That's a swarm. Okay.
Grimlock or Snap, roll a culture check.
Culture?
Oh no, let me see.
No culture. Society.
For the society. Culture.
Yes.
Society.
For society.
I am not a man of society. Hopefully. Oh, nice. Wow. You are.
We live in a society.
You are high.
I do live in a society. Brow. I know a little bit about it.
Shit, he said it.
Eyebrow.
He said the meme.
You guys know that Mill or Grimlock, you would know that mills are known for very flammable.
Ooh.
and for being very important to this town.
I like how Joe just like, he's like, hey, you know, you should blow it up. But there's consequences if you blow it up. It's like,
no, I think he's saying don't blow it up. It
he's trying to say fire
and not to, economy will be ruined.
But what we're saying is just put it in smoke. But
I don't listen to Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I say? Down with capitalism. Fuck it. Let's go. Burn it down.
They're not capitalists. They're partisans. I mean, I don't know. Actually, their god is Abadar, and he's got a commerce. Maybe they are capitalists. Let's destroy it. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, bring it all down. Let's bring back socialism. Let's bring back the barter system into this.
Okay. You know what I miss?
Let's take this knowledge and let's walk back to the group real quick.
There we go. You know what I miss though, guys? I miss hunting and gathering.
I gather.
There we go.
Speaking of gathering, I gather anything I find useful in the garden.
I stuff in my pocket with berries. I take their pumpkin.
Do you guys tell us this information that you guys find out?
Yeah, I say, well, there is a wasp swarm in there, like we thought. And Snap here brought up the idea of burning this place or smoking them out. But the only issue is this thing would go down in flame quick. So
what that do you guys think? Great.
I mean,
I love me some fire.
I mean, Grimlock, I think... Grimlock, I think you might have misinterpreted. He said smoke them out, not light the place on fire. If we just, you know, maybe light a few
things. Burn this fucker down.
Light a few things to kindle and just like hold it and just put the smoke in the building.
I'm just saying there's a good chance asleep. It could go out of control.
I mean, if you give it to Naz, it might it'll go out of control. Yeah, because he has no
soul. What is
control.
Naz whispering in my ear this whole time?
I'm like, let's burn this bitch down.
Grimlock slowly nodding his head, like, yeah.
I, for one, am against burning down the mill because it's very important for the town, and
fuck who knows?
And the millers might still be inside. The family might still be inside. We have no idea where they are.
We got a bootlicker here.
I agree with the little one. The family might still be inside, but I am all for burning it.
No. Why would their family be there with a bunch of bees? We got to burn this bitch down to save them.
Why are there bees in there in the first place? We know someone. We know that crazy rat lady was causing problems all over town. She started the demons over at the church, and now there's this, and there's bees, and nature. It's part of her calling. Maybe she's causing problems.
Everybody, I'm okay with burning the place down to the ground.
We're not burning it down.
We should check the other windows and make sure the family is not in here.
That sounds reasonable.
There are other windows
that
in the building.
That Joe won't let us look through because there's blinds on them.
Okay, that was one window.
No, two windows. That's two windows. The only window that does that we haven't checked it was this one. Joe said this one and this one have blinds on them.
I didn't mean for that one to have blinds.
Grimlock circles the house and finds the last window. What is
the last window? You see into.
Grimlock's not even there. Oh, okay.
Yes, he is. You see a little bedroom with drawings all over the wall, like stick figure drawings, and they slowly go into like more fancy drawings. They won't at the circus, but. There is a drawing of like a little goblin singing. Apparently they may have heard about Naz beforehand.
Okay, I'm gonna keep that a secret.
There's some toys on the ground. It looks like there was like, the bed isn't as made as it is right there. It looks like there's stuff just thrown all over the place.
Is this window hard to get into? Grimlock's just thinking, can we send someone in? They'll check the rooms and then we can burn the place down.
No, there's no reason.
All right, I go get Naz.
Hey, Naz, got a situation here. I can't see anything in this room, but there's another room. Can you go check in there real quick? Make sure no one's there.
You want me to go inside or just the window?
Yep, let me just push you right up there.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Yep, that bracelet I gave you not so long ago. It's insect repellent.
Oh, all right.
Joe, please.
He did explain to you what the item
No, Joe, please, please may have him roll a deception roll, please.
Stop.
Please have him roll a deception roll. I want him
to
roll
deception. I don't trust Joe. Oh my god.
Wait, why
are you doing that?
Why are you rolling performance?
And why is it?
What the fuck?
Zach, what are you doing?
Zach rolled for Ogbu and he rolled a performance. Somehow two times wrong.
Has he been rolling for him the whole time?
Hey man, two wrongs don't make a right.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, Zach, what are you trying to do?
Just trying to see what's going on. I don't trust Joe.
Trying to see through the lies.
Trying to see through Joe's lies that he fed through Chris.
Chris was supposed. Chris was supposed to roll a deception roll against you.
I don't trust anybody right now. I'm full.
You know, fuck it. Yes, it's insect repellent.
What? See?
You're fine. Just go in there real quick.
Go in there.
All right.
Okay. You see a picture that oddly looks like you. It's a very cute picture. You see a picture of a mom, a dad, a daughter. They're holding hands and the sun sets in the background, but it's all stick figures and it's really cute. And there's toys on the ground. There's a blanket that's like half hanging off the bed, but it's been thrown around. And that's about all you see in this room.
Is there a door right here?
Yes.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open.
Can I open it?
Yep.
Okay, I open it. What do I see?
You see an oven. You see plates on the ground.
Can I roll stealth check? Or not stealth check.
Yes.
Can I roll stealth?
Yes.
Oh!
Shit.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Okay.
I'm wandering around.
Yeah.
Climbing the walls. Very much Mission Impossible 2, I think. Or 1. I forget which one it was.
That was one. Around.
Okay.
Is that the one where the person gets squished by an elevator?
Yes.
Oh.
God. Terrifying. Alright, so you're looking around, you hear the buzzing, you even see, you can look over, this is a balcony right here, exactly, and you can see the bees going over.
Do I see a family in here?
In this room, no, but you could see that this is like their eating and living area.
What's this area? The blackout area still.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to open a door.
Well, am I still in stealth mode?
You're still in stealth, yes.
Okay, can I open up the door?
Yep. In this room, it is a wreck. There's clothes tossed over the place. There is a giant, a clothes drawer and awning face down, but underneath it, you say,
what the fuck?
I first thought Joe was joking.
Yeah, me too. Holy shit. Really
okay, I immediately run back to Grimlock, to the window, and I'm like, I hear some fucking weird noise person, and I think there's somebody in here. We gotta burn sure this bitch down.
No. Burn it down, you say?
Get your fireworks. We're burning this bitch down.
Wait, what was it? A person or an animal?
I'm not too sure. It sounded like a person. He sounded like he was disoriented or choking. Man, or having a stroke.
Oh. Jesus. I'm not an expert at this or nothing, but maybe we should go get him or help him, you know?
Jesus Christ. What do you think I should do? I'll be honest. I feel just more comfortable stabbing him.
No need to go that far. He could be a family member. I just don't think we should be stabbing anyone.
Yeah, you haven't stabbed anybody yet. Don't start now.
Nav, stay right here, okay? I'll be back in 10 seconds. I go run to get other people.
I was about to say, Snap, what are you doing? Are you still collecting berries?
Well, I collected everything useful, and then I started making a pile for the smoke fire that we're going to make. Those things that will smoke up.
Okay.
So it's all ready. Grimlock, it's all ready for you.
I ran past Snap. I said, oh, not yet, Snap. hold off on that. I run past him because I don't think he's the voice of reason here. I go to the other two members. and I'm like, Naz found someone in there. He needs help.
And
follow me.
And I was like, I was just thinking to myself, Fidget, that beard is just so ugly. Ugh.
Don't interrupt girl talk, Grimlock.
No.
I heard it, and he's tearing up.
I've only been a part of the circus for only a few weeks, but I don't. It just keeps getting madder and maddier. Like I don't know if he's washed it at all. Like, I don't think I've seen him take a bath since I've joined the circus.
You know, men's hygiene is just god awful.
Even though we're on the road in the circus. I mean, there's still a stream by us. I go upriver away from everyone else, and I still make sure to, you know, get myself a small, like, you know, wipe down when I have some privacy. But still, like, these people, some of them are just not, they don't take care of themselves out here.
I'm not looking forward to the rest of this adventure. But anyway, yes, bearded one, yes, Grimlock, what is it?
Yeah, who did you find? Did you find any of the Millers?
I'm not too sure if I found any of the Millers, but I did hear somebody or thing in one of the rooms.
Oh, Jesus. Naz, what are you doing inside? What the?
Break in?
Yes. Grimlock made me.
Grimlock, first you lie, and now you are a champion of just breaking and entering.
He also suggested that we burn this bitch down.
This is a slippery slope. I am not a fan.
Hey, I'm not the only one who said to burn the place down. I am the voice of reason here. I said we check it and then we burn it. Anyway, that's not the point. We need to help this person. We need to help him or her or they.
Whatever. Okay, first off, Naz, is it the person?
Say it again?
Is it a person?
I'm not sure. I just heard some noise.
What'd you hear?
It sounded kind of weird.
What did you hear?
I heard...
just like that.
Like someone, like that, verbatim.
Sounds like someone can't breathe. Hurt. We gotta go quick.
I hope they're all right, I guess. That sounds like a serious condition.
Sounds like, as if like they're having an allergic reaction to something.
I'm gonna hold you guys real fast. Did you guys want to stealth?
Yeah, yes. Sure. I'll stealth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
What'd you guys get?
17 plus 4, 21.
13 plus 3, 16 stealth.
Alrighty. You guys managed to not be noticed.
By the bees.
Don't know how.
Okay. It's this room, yeah?
Yep.
Alright. Well, Fidget, open the door.
What the hell is that?
That's not anything that Naz sounded like.
You just see this awning just like vibrating, like just, and then it just vibrates.
I like Anna Carbon.
Wait, awning? What do you mean?
Yeah, whoa, confused. Awnings are like outside, aren't they?
No, okay, not awnings. I'm trying to think.
Canopy on a bed.
Is it a four-poster bed with a canopy?
No, like... there's a bed here that's not a four-poster bed. It's like, it has drawers, but it also, I can't think of the
like
name.
Like an armoire or a chiffero?
Yes, that's it, armoire. It's an armoire.
A chiffero?
Is it this thing? This giant thing?
Yes, that giant thing.
Did it fall? Did it fall down?
Is it a?
It's yes. It's falling
it's
down.
It's a fucking.
Oh, okay.
Guys, it's a fucking Boggart, all right? Like, yeah, okay. Jesus Christ.
So we're hearing the sounds kind of underneath this thing?
Yep.
Literally, somebody or something is getting the life crushed out of them, is what I'm hearing.
Getting the soul sucked out of them.
Stop it!
Fidget, I will let you handle that.
Hello? Hello? Is someone there?
Yes, I'm here!
Who? You don't sound like any of the Millers. Who are you?
No, I'm not a Miller. Who are you?
I'm Fidget. I'm a friend of the Millers. I'm here because, you know, no one's heard or seen them for a while, and now I find a stranger in their house.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what you're speaking of.
Is this the
you don't know that you're in someone else's house?
I would like to speak to my lawyer.
Is this the thing that we trapped inside?
No,
the little thing.
Was again?
Maybe.
Have we met before? Were you at the church?
Uh-oh.
It's this little shit.
Yeah, it is. You got out. I was wondering how you got out. And now you're trapped again?
Shut up!
It's David, right? Or did I call you David and your real name's just impronounceable?
You would think it's impronounceable. You're a cultural bastard.
Oh, let's not go making names again, you know, because that's how you ended up last time.
Okay, okay.
And now you're stuck under armoire. Yes, David, I know. So why are you here now?
Grimlock.
Yeah.
I think we should burn this bitch down.
I'll be burning. I'll go tell Snap.
Cool. It was part of the plan. The next part of the plan was to be here. I guess the plan already happened. And then the stupid fire methods. The stupid fire methods left me in here.
Fire methods. Do you know where they went?
Lindell! The stupid bard!
Okay, so we need to go to the farm now. I guess where all these little...
Barn, you idiot!
That's on the farm, okay? Don't talk to me about our culture.
Hey, Snap.
Carmen, is a barn not on a farm?
It's ready to go for you. Under the window is a giant pile of kindling and stuff ready to be lit.
Nav said good to go, and there's no reason not to believe him, so let's do it.
Go ahead.
I start getting my flint and flint out, and I'm going to start this fire over here.
Oh my god. So while you're stuck here, all the other methods went to the Lindell barn. But why? What's part of the plan? Like why? Like what, do you know where the Millers are? Where's the family that lived here?
They're there.
Why are they there? Did you connect them?
Yes.
David. Oh, David, this isn't looking good for you. I might as well let you stay under here.
I told you. I want my lawyer.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if I can help you. So,
I hop out of the window.
You smell that?
Don't change the subject.
I'm running.
Okay.
Did you pass gas, David?
A lot of things have happened to you.
David, it's okay.
Listeners, the other crew members have ran away from the building.
Carmen. I'm going to whisper to Anna Carmen. Do you have any rope?
It's let me just take my time as I fiddle through my bag.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to the window and say, get the fuck out. This motherfucker's burning.
The blinds are down.
Well, I just rolled for
get the fuck out!
Just rolled for perception. 15 plus 6. 21, Joe.
You see the vague outline of a goblin just screaming and raving his arms.
Wow. Chris, what are you attacking?
You hear him.
I swing out the window.
Grimlock, did you actually light the mill on fire, or did you just start a fire near it to get smoke inside? What did you do? What happened?
Is Fidget asking?
Nathan is asking Christopher. Did you light
the mill on fire? No, go.
Did you light the mill on fire, or did you just light the herbs that?
Don't
that,
worry, I that, got everything out of the garden that was edible. That's not an issue.
Oh my god.
That is not an issue.
Okay.
Grimlock made sure it was a contained smoke.
Anna Carmen.
Yes.
Split decision right now. Do we try to take him with us, or do we leave him here to burn?
David, it seems like we're at a bit of a crossroads.
David, if you can explain your worthiness to us right now, we'll take you with us. And if not, if you can't do it in the next, I'll give you 10 seconds. If you can't do that, we're leaving you to burn in this building.
I am a sentient being. It seems like a very big moral quandary.
One. Two,
I have more three, information on Nemanja. I know. Four, I can tell you more about where she came from.
She's dead. Six.
Don't you want to know why she did
eight,
this?
Nine.
I can show her her secret stash. Ten. Her secret stash.
Okay, I like the sound of stash.
Stash, secret stash. Sounds like there's a secret stash somewhere.
Yes, I can get you. I can get you. And I can get you. And I can get you. Let's get me out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take our sweet time, I guess. Joe, how much smoke is in the place now? Or how much fire?
You are starting to smell the smoke.
We can smell
the smoke. Because the fire is all the way over here. If we just like get around and then break this window and climb out, we're fine.
Yeah,
that's true. But it is a mill, and a mill is known for being combustible, as in big explosions, because of the amount of air that's in it.
Okay.
As soon as a fire gets in there, all the air is going to hit it.
Yeah,
I think you mean dust, Joe, not air.
Yeah.
Dust. Yes,
but anyways, that's Hollywood.
Which we don't know about because we're not prone to those type of things.
Yeah, and that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood magic. That's just make believe stuff. Stuff doesn't burn that fast.
Yeah. Okay,
it's literally in the book.
So Anna Carmen, since you're stronger than me, you lift up the thing and I'll grab him and we can leave.
Actually, Grimlock already broke the window. I kind of stick my head out and I'm like, does anybody have any rope? Anything to contain the small little just poopy head?
I pull out the rope from my
The smoke is getting thicker.
I give it to them.
Okay, cool.
I got the rope. Because I'm not strong. I'm not very strong, so you're gonna have to lift it up. So I'll grab him. I'm quick. I'm dexterous.
Okay, sounds good. Just a strength check then, Joe.
Just give me out.
Athletics check.
Oh, baby. Be nice if I had the thingy, but whatever.
But I had to roll, Joe, to grab him.
Dexterity, but he is not going to be a hard to
16 plus hit. 6, 22.
Thank Christ. You lift it up, and just sand comes out underneath him, and he's like, give me the fuck out.
And as soon as I'm able to, I grab him.
He jumps into your arms.
I got David, and I wrap him around with the rope as we're walking through the window.
Yeah, we get out.
We climb out.
I'm right next to Snap talking about all the berries he's picked. I'm like, so what you got?
I show him. I'm like, yeah, this one's pretty good. This one is not bad, but there's a lot of them, so you know.
This one's limited edition.
Snap's voice went up 12 octaves.
He finally hit puberty.
So you guys see in the behind you, the other group sees smoke starting to come out of the windows, and then Fidget leaping out with an air mephit in her arms, and Anna Carmen coming up behind her, and the smoke is getting pretty bad.
Can't do minor magic of produce flame at the
Zach.
Building.
Wait,
why?
Stop.
Yeah, yes. You can.
Naz, wait! And just, like, she'll stand in front of him. Naz, we don't need to burn down the whole... Why'd you light it on fire? I thought we were just gonna use smoke to smoke out the wasps.
Fuck. Why, Zach?
I smack it out of your hand. like you're a child.
For real.
I heard all the words and I just did it anyways and just got...
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, what happened? Grimlock, I thought... Why'd you light the whole thing on fire?
Yeah, I get on the Grimlock's case. Grimlock, like, what... What the fuck?
I thought that was the plan. Naz told me, and it quickly got out of hand.
You listen to him?
Why do you listen to Naz? He's not your boss.
I figured he heard it from you, and it was good to go. You know?
Listen, guys, we accomplished the goal. We got whoever the fuck this new guy is.
Naz, what was the goal? According to you, what was the goal? What did we accomplish?
Yeah, what was the goal here?
To get the guy.
You didn't even know the guy was there.
I know
he's told you. He told you the guy was there.
Yeah, but no, our goal was to come here to look for the Miller family and to deal with the Ross, not to burn down the place.
They're
now dealt with.
did it just explode behind us?
Is this the wood?
Yeah, was that the explosion?
Yeah, just, no. The wood is starting to catch.
Okay, we should get out of here, I guess.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Jeez,
oh,
shit. Job well done, everybody. Good job.
No, shut
Grimlock,
up.
Don't. Everyone shut up. Everyone stop.
The A team, which is Grimlock, Naz, and Snap, all exchange high fives.
We did it, guys.
Good work.
That bracelet looks really good on you.
Thanks. I got it.
You could say it's dashing.
And Karma, I think I want to leave the circus.